Now from the local newsroom.
Carruthers states his case for the presidency and governor in town to cut a ribbon.
This is Jack Nixon with today's top stories on KGRT 104.
This is the first in a series of profiles on the candidates to be president at New Mexico State University. Gary Carruthers was first up in the interviews yesterday. He's the dean of the School of Business and a former governor of New Mexico and pointed out his unique qualifications for the job.
That I could bring really a long and broad history of experiences that have to do with the public. I mean, I spent about a third of my career in politics, both at the federal level and the state level. Spent about a third or a little over in business, and I spent the rest of my life in academics. And you won't find that blend around very often. It's pretty unusual.
The school has seen enrollment go down in consecutive years. Carruthers thinks there are reasons beyond the school itself for the drop in enrollees.
We have far and away too high a dropout rate in high schools in New Mexico, and as a consequence, the pool of people available to come to higher education is not what it used to be. Then additionally, we have the challenge of the for-profits.
Carruthers says that the main job of a president of a university these days is raising money, and he points with pride to his achievements as a fundraiser.
In my 10 years here, counting both public funding that I've asked for the Domenici Institute, plus my private fundraising, I've raised somewhere between $30 and $35 million. And so I enjoy fundraising. It's not easy work. But I think the next president, if it's me or anybody else, is going to have to spend a whole lot more time doing fundraising and working with the legislature.
Obtaining funding from the legislature is a valuable skill, and Carruthers thinks he can be successful there.
You learn if you're going to be successful in this state, you need to get along with both sides of the aisle. And so I have a good working relationship and count as friends, even the leadership in the Democrat side. A lot of them are longtime friends of mine.
Our series that features an in-depth look at the candidates for the presidency at NMSU continues now. Dr. Guy Bailey says his final president's job will be in Las Cruces. He's been president at Texas Tech and the University of Alabama. He said he needs to establish himself with lawmakers in the university community as his first job.
If you're a president coming in, the first thing you have to do is build personal relationships with legislators, congresspeople, supporters of the institution. I think that's the first thing. The other thing I want to do is build credibility in the community and on campus.
Bailey does have a plan to increase enrollment.
There's a great opportunity in building the enrollment here. Your enrollment's been stagnant or maybe even declining a little bit. You know, at Texas Tech, I think we added 3,900 students in 4 years. Now, that's pretty fast, and it's probably too fast for New Mexico State. But there is an opportunity for enrollment growth. Your tuition is among the lowest in the country, and you can pay really cheap tuition here and get a great education at a land-grant university.
Raising money is something that all universities need to do, and Bailey feels that this school has unlimited potential and is confident in his ability to raise money.
I found fundraising to be something that I enjoyed. It's hard work. You need good relationships with people. You need to have things that people can be passionate about. And then you need to be able to sell that to them in a proposal that so that they can see that they look at this as an investment in the institution. And what's my investment going? And you need to be able to show people that if you put your money here, you've invested your money wisely, and you can achieve the following things. So.
As far as bolstering enrollment, Bailey thinks NMSU's community college have great potential.
Not just a university, it's a system. You have four community colleges, and those community colleges working with the university can do things that you could never do really on your own.
The third in our series of the candidates to assume the presidency at NMSU is up today. Dr. David Ashley, currently an engineering professor at UNLV and the former president of the school, thinks NMSU needs a dynamic approach in order to move forward.
Whoever comes in as president needs to be bold and initiate or be catalyst for a really different, bold vision that'll move what's here to a whole different trajectory.
Ashley initiated the UC Merced campus and had this fundraising success story to tell.
We had 15 endowed chairs before the first faculty member was hired. And that is phenomenal if you even know higher education. So we had a tremendous amount of community support for the campus.
NMSU has been looking for a president ever since Barbara Couture left unceremoniously in October. Ashley gives us his impression of what he feels people in this community want the university to become.
I think they feel very strongly that this is the quality of what's here is not visible. And they really want that message out there.
David Ashley also had a reason for wanting the presidency that no other candidate has mentioned to date.
It's a premier Hispanic-serving institution, minority-serving institution. That's the way of the future in higher education, and I think New Mexico State has the opportunity to be a leader in developing higher education programs in that arena.
As far as boosting enrollment, Ashley has an aggressive plan.
But at the same time, we looked to the community and said, what are the programs that are absolutely critical to the interests and needs of the community and of the students that will be coming? So as you grow, you build programs that are particularly attractive and capture those students and engage those students.
Four. Elsa Morano is the former president of Texas A&M and is the latest candidate to meet the community in interviewing for the job of president at New Mexico State University. In her time in Las Cruces, she's listened to the community as far as what they're looking for.
Issues to do with athletics, issues to do with academic programs and the relationship between the university and the community colleges.
There's been a recurring theme in the feedback given to all the presidential candidates, and Morano has heard it as well.
Consistent leadership, no question about it, because what you need is a leader that is going to be able to rally everybody, the team, if you will, get us all together to work towards solutions and then implement those solutions. And some of those solutions are not something that you get done overnight.
She was born in Havana, Cuba, and has insight into appealing to drawing Hispanics for increased enrollment.
To lead a Hispanic serving institution like NMSU, you need someone who is very aware of the issues in the Hispanic community and issues regarding education of the Hispanic community, as well as issues in terms of the role that a university like NMSU could lead in terms of serving those communities through its outreach, through its research and training.
It is possible that New Mexico Lottery scholarship money is being reduced, and that could have a significant impact on enrollees. As far as fundraising, Morano has some ideas there as well.
How do you handle those dwindling resources so that you maximize the bang for the buck, if you will? So that do you decide that you're going to support fewer students? Do you decide that you're going to support the same number of students that have been supported in the past, but maybe at a lower level? Those are tough decisions that need to be made.
Another candidate for the job, Gary Carruthers, has said he would consider dropping football or moving them to FCS status. Morano says she has no changes in mind for the time being.
I would not. I would say that there needs to be a close look taken as to what needs to be done. You have a brand new coach here at NMSU. He needs to be given an opportunity here. The athletic director needs to be given the opportunity to develop a plan with some good metrics and some targets to be achieved.
Dan Howard, a professor at NMSU for 20 years and currently the Dean of Arts and Sciences at the University of Colorado Denver, was the fifth and final candidate to meet the public in search of the presidency of the school. The Howards lived on a farm in Mesilla during their stay in town and are eager to return to the Mesilla Valley.
We actually really understand the southern part of the state. We understand New Mexico. It's a place that we understand and we really enjoy. And there's nothing like leaving a place for 5 years to help you understand what you've lost.
The Aggie football program has become somewhat of a political football during the interview process. Howard has some opinions on how football could succeed.
What's the level of investment? If it turns out that we're not investing enough, will it take just a little bit more investment to make it successful? If it turns out they're already investing, what other institutions are, why is it that our program is unsuccessful? What do we need to do to help it be successful? Because football ends up reflecting on the institution much more strongly than one would think.
Three of the five candidates have been university presidents before, but not Howard. What, in his experience, is the best qualification for this job?
The major one is that I'm dean of a college in which the college is fairly autonomous. So, I mean, I have my own HR department, my own budget department, marketing department, et cetera, that are all part of the college.
Dan Howard comments on NMSU's potential future.
One of the things that I would probably emphasize for the university, as much as anything else, is that NMSU is, I would argue, should become the lifelong learning university in the state of New Mexico and should be the lifelong learning partner. And it's really well positioned to its alumni and to the people of the state of New Mexico. And it's really well positioned to do that. It's already got a presence in every county in the state.
This is the fifth in our series on candidates to become president at New Mexico State University.
Now from the local newsroom.
Next president to be revealed this afternoon at NMSU, and fire restrictions go into effect on Wednesday.
This is Jack Nixon with today's top stories on KGRT 104.
NMSU Regents will make their choice for the next president public this afternoon. Five candidates visited campus for in-person interviews. The announcement will come at 4 this afternoon in the Corbett Center. In terms of the candidates, each had ideas on what they would do first if they got the job. First, Guy Bailey.
If you're a president coming in, the first thing you have to do is build personal relationships with legislators, congresspeople, supporters of the institution. I think that's the first thing. The other thing I'd want to do is build credibility in the community and on campus.
Then David Ashley.
Whoever comes in president needs to be bold and initiate or be catalyst for a really different, bold vision that'll move what's here to a whole different trajectory. So my job would be to focus resources on a new plan, a new strategy for moving forward.
Elza Morano is the lone female candidate of the five.
Consistent leadership, no question about it, because what you need is a leader that is going to be able to rally everybody, the team, if you will, get us all together to work towards solutions and then implement those solutions. And some of those solutions are not something that you get done overnight.
Former NMSU professor Daniel Howard.
One of the things that I would probably emphasize for the university, as much as anything else, is that NMSU is, I would argue, should become the lifelong learning university in the state of New Mexico and should be the lifelong learning partner. And it's really well positioned to its alumni and to the people of the state of New Mexico. And it's really well positioned to do that. It's already got a presence in every county in the state.
And current dean of the business school, Gary Carruthers.
That I could bring really a long and broad history of experiences that have to do with the public. I mean, I spent about a third of my career in politics, both at the federal level and the state level. Spent about a third or a little over in business, and I spent the rest of my life in academics. And you won't find that blend around very often. It's pretty unusual.
By a vote of 3-2, the Regents at New Mexico State University have selected Dr. Gary Carruthers to be the school's next president. Regents Ike Pino and Javier Gonzalez cast their intentions towards Dan Howard, and they did not vote yes. Chairman Mike Cheney will now negotiate a contract with the new president, who will begin his duties later this spring. Reporting from New Mexico State University, this is Jack Nixon.
NMSU Regents voted 3-2 yesterday to choose Gary Carruthers as their next president. Regents Isaac Pino and Javier Gonzalez wanted former NMSU professor Dr. Dan Howard as the school's leader and voted against the measure. It passed 3-2, and Regents Chairman Mike Cheney explains why he chose Carruthers.
He has managed a complex governmental system for the state of New Mexico. He's been actively involved in our university and helped to carry a good reputation. One of his, I think, strengths is that he likes to go in and do discovery around the different things that need to be accomplished and then look for solutions related to that with a team approach. And I'm confident he'll do that as he moves into the position.
Carruthers is 73 years old and said he plans to stay at the university for quite a while. He says his age will not be a factor during his term.
And I told the search committee, do you ever wonder why people can sustain themselves doing that for such a long period of time? The answer very simply is when you're doing what you love to do, if your health is maintained, you can do amazing things well into your 80s if you want to do it.
Faculty Senate Chairman Dr. Timothy Kettelar felt the faculty's voice was heard in the selection process.
I was satisfied that the faculty had an opportunity to provide their input. And I can tell you, it was my preference and the leadership's preference to provide the Regents with detailed feedback about the strengths and challenges of each candidate as opposed to recommending a particular candidate. I can say at the end of the day, the faculty's views were passionate and diverse.
This is a continuation in our series in the search for the president at NMSU. Now that the decision has been made in the presidency at New Mexico State University, we end our series on the topic with comments from members of the school's Board of Regents. The vote was 3-2 for Dr. Gary Carruthers, with Regents Isaac Pino and Javier Gonzalez wanting former animation professor Dr. Dan Howard as the school's leader. Regents President Mike Cheney explains why Carruthers was his choice.
And everyone can speak to what qualities they saw in all of the other candidates. Dr. Howard was an outstanding candidate. I think some of the other candidates were very strong as well. For me, there were components of the selection criteria that we looked at that I felt like Dr. Carruthers delivered on a little bit stronger than Dr. Howard. His ties to New Mexico, his understanding of many facets of the New Mexico culture and the New Mexico legislature and the New Mexico higher education system.
Regent Kerry Mitchell said there were no perfect candidates in the field and offers this insight as to how Carruthers can move closer to that mark in her mind.
It's maybe less than he has any particular deficit as much as it is that, as it is true of all of us, there's just places that we're not experts in, and he's going to need to work with the people who are expert in those areas.
All the candidates met personally with the media, the faculty, the students, and the university community. Cheney says the voice of the public was heard as well in the decision-making process.
By and large, people were very, constructive in their assessments. Most of those evaluations would have strengths and then would have opportunities. And so we were very pleased to be getting those, and it kind of helped us understand what's the magnitude of the different strengths and opportunities, and then if there was one that we may have happened to miss, then it would bring that to light.
Another advantage to choosing Carruthers is the fact that he is well acquainted with the area and is on staff at NMSU, so he can hit the ground running with the new job.
I think the biggest opportunity for a new president is to step in and meet as many of the stakeholders as possible. Dr. Carruthers has the benefit of knowing a big chunk of them, but there are certainly people that he needs to introduce himself to and to meet.
He's been a professor, a governor, and a private businessman, and now Gary Carruthers has the opportunity to lead the school he loves.